Blog Talk Radio.
To Bonnie Albers on Air, and I am your hostess with the mostest, Bonnie Albers. I'm so excited about the shows. I just love chatting with everyone and everybody in the audience, and today we've got a great show with the mother and daughter gifted team, Annabelle Miller and Brenda Brand. And after, I don't see one of them on, but after they have the first hour, we are back into the astrology zone. We've got Dr. Ron Cole coming today to explain all of the energies that is going on with this full moon eclipse. And let me tell you, Mars must be in my planet because I am just mouthing off everywhere. So I would, you know, you can go to my website and take a look. It's all about the show, BonnieAlbersOnAir.com. Feel free to look through the pages. My contact information is there. We all do this for a living. So if you want to get a hold of me, I am on Skype. I do Skype readings, phone readings, and I do in-person readings. So if you are in Florida and want to see me, just go to my contact page and you can book me. So I am going to say hello to whichever one is on the phone. Who am I speaking with, Annabelle Miller or Brenda Brand?
Annabelle. Brenda said, Brenda said she might be a little late. She's having some problems at work, so she might be just a little bit late. But I picked three cards for you, and you're going to love all three of them.
Oh, that's so sweet, Annabelle. I love you, and I love when you pick cards for me. So please get on with it, or else I'm going to have to grab them out of your hand.
Good luck. Why, the first one is you're embarking upon a career that brings you the joy and abundance you desire and deserve.
I love that.
The next one is express your divine feminine energy, embracing its magical intuition and nurturing qualities.
The next one
is one of mine. I'm working on an oracle deck. But this one that I wrote that I picked for you is you are divinely led and always shall be. Close your eyes, say a silent thank you gratefully. Blessings are being created this very minute with only your highest and best within it.
Oh, I love that, Annabelle. I mean, I just wish I'm going to play the shows back to see where, I mean, this message was so, like, this is all I could dream about. The messages you gave me today are what I dream about. So I love your Oracle deck. You need to print them because I know a million people and a lot of our listeners would absolutely, you know, purchase them because I would. I can't wait till they come out. Thank you, Annabelle. You know, ever since I pulled the Queen of Fire for you and threw the deck at the wall, I haven't picked up that deck anymore because you are the queen. And I there's no other card I could pick for you that's better. It described you to a T. But we have your daughter, our fabulous, wonderful Brenda Brand, on with us. Hi, Brenda.
Hi, how are you?
Well, wait, I want to thank Annabelle. I don't know what, Annabelle, I just, you know, I don't like to get emotional on the air, but I want to cry when you read those cards because that is my dream. You know that. That's my dream. And I thank you so much. And one day I'm going to surprise you again with cards. So, but I have to tell you, and I want to say hello to Jerry. Jerry is in chat. And today I just want to bring up something, but I want to say hello to Brenda. Brenda, what are you doing, girlfriend? You're working too hard.
Oh, my gosh. I'm having a day where I should have stayed in bed and not even got up. So,
honey. Do you want me to pull some cards for you?
I need something.
Annabelle, we need emergency. We need an emergency card read for Brenda. Do you have anything? Because my cards are downstairs. Well, I could pull the angel cards actually.
Okay, here's one, Brenda. God's blessings are with you as plans are made and dreams come true. Look forward to more than you expected to be, bringing more than anticipated, feeling free. So you're going to get your problems straightened up, and you're going to be okay. Trust in them.
Well, thank you.
Here, I'm going to pull
one
card.
You're welcome.
I have all my cards downstairs. I don't know why they're downstairs, but I'm going to pull this deck. I've got one for you. It's the Daily Angel Guidance cards. So let's see who's with you. And then I know somebody who's chomping at the bit to give you a message. I have this feeling. But one of the things I wanted to tell you about is, and I never bring, I like talking about, and we'll talk about our subject, but I had on Facebook, somebody was bashing another medium. And I never answer that because I try not to get involved in anything. But, you know, it must be the full moon. I had to tell them how disgusting that was. And then when I did, I got all this lashback with all of the people who wrote nasty things about bashing this other medium. And I don't even know who it is, but why would anybody do that, girls? You know, I just can't figure this out.
Well, it's not a good thing, but it probably isn't a good thing for you to say anything either.
Well, yeah. Well, thank goodness Candy actually stuck up for me. She saw the same news feed and said, you know, it really isn't nice to batch in another medium. You don't know when you know, it's somebody from the UK. So you don't know that on the air, a lot of mediums who are reading on, you know, on phone lines, and I think that's what this guy was talking about, was they, you know, sometimes the spirits giving the messages for the person behind them. So we were trying to explain that, and it wasn't us. We don't have to worry about that. But they were so mean. They came back saying such nasty things. Okay, well, I pulled a card for you, Brenda, and this card is the family card. This situation is, I have to put my glasses on, but is motivated in an emotional experience with a family member, which can help you to understand and be heard. In your mind and heart, surround this person, yourself, and the experience with calming blue light and many angels. Be open to the gifts within the situation and allow yourself to feel peace. So does that have anything to do with anything?
Well, sure. Yeah, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
How did your daughter do? Is she back?
Oh, from Austin? Oh, she had a ball. Yeah, she loved it down there. She just had a really good time.
And you didn't go and sit in a hotel room now with your husband?
No.
Oh, you're so like me. I can't stand it. So anyway, I do want to tell you, and I don't know how you guys feel about it, and I hope that everybody hears me out there. But, you know, I don't think in love and light anybody should tell another person that they're better than another one. And I'm very disappointed in the person that did this because I do know him. And I really feel like you don't talk about other mediums, psychics, no matter what, to bolster yourself up. So I hope the lesson that somebody learns out there is you can be as good as you want. And believe me, I believe everybody's good. And you can be as good as you want, but please don't bash the next person. It doesn't make you look better. And that's the message I have for that. What do you think, girls? Do you think I should have kept my mouth shut?
Probably, but it's the whole thing is everybody has, usually they can do the same thing, but they don't do it the same way.
Absolutely. And you know what, you know, because I am a spirit medium, I did feel like the reason this person was bashing this other person was because he just wanted to make everybody think he was better. And I'm going to tell you, it's anybody knows, but I just don't love that. I think we have enough, you know, hatred in the world, enough jealousy in the world, that if we're here to hold the light, and that's what I feel we all are, that we need to be and set. We need to be by example, you know, and not get in the dirt with, hey, my ego's bigger than your ego, even though I know sometimes mine does. But it's all in love and light, you know. So I just had to get that off my chest. And I do hope that somebody out there hears this and says, wow, I don't want to be part of this kind of behavior. So let me ask you a question, guys. What do you feel about, we're still working on past lives and karma. So when you look at karma, can I ask what you think? Like, do you think karma is always a payback, or do you think we actually make karmic brownie points?
Karma is a learning lesson. You don't learn unless it hurts. You know, it's like, how do you learn? So it's like karma. You don't even have to have karma in this lifetime. You can go to the next one and deal with it over there, or you can come back again and deal with it again, but you have to deal with it. You can't, just similar to what you were saying, that you answered, you know, that person. Well, you answered that person.
And now I have karma.
That,
oh, God.
No, you were expressing what you felt about the wrongdoing.
Mm-hmm.
You expressed that. But the person that's going to have the karma is the one that would have bashed the other person. That one is having the karma.
Right. And that's why, you know what, Annabelle, and that's why when you said I shouldn't have written, or I probably shouldn't have, and I probably shouldn't have because I started a can of worms, I'm sure. But you know me and those can of worms. But the thing is that I, you know, I just really felt that if somebody doesn't say something, that, you know, and that's maybe the karmic lesson that person needed to learn. So, you know, and I'm certainly not one that gets involved. I don't like drama except my own. But, you know, I do hope in love and light that, you know, we have too much, you know, sadness in the world. I think this is too, you know, we should all be holding up the light and helping each other. And that was why I did it. And, yes, I think they have karma to pay, too, because I just don't think, you know, reaching the top on the backs of others is the way you do it.
Well, and that's what we're all here for. We're here to help each other.
Yeah. Yes. And I want to thank you for helping me because, see the card you read, the first card? It says I'm going to get somewhere. So when I get somewhere, I want to thank all of you for getting me there. How about that? So what do you think, Brenda, about karma? And how do you feel karmic? Like somebody said, I came in with 34 lifetimes of karma to make up. So I must have been pretty bad. What do you think of that one?
I'm sorry.
You know, yeah. Oh, thank you. Why? You don't have 34. You don't have 34 years of karma to come back for.
I mean, I'd be interested to know how many I have. After the day I put in today, I'd be really interested. No. But you know, I'm where Mom is. I think it's just a learning lesson, regardless of, you know, what it is. I think it's a learning lesson. And you know, on the subject that you were talking about, the other psychic, it's like we all get information in different ways. It doesn't mean
Absolutely.
That you know anybody's wrong or right, or you know, it's just like everybody may get bits and pieces of information. It may, you know, so. Everybody has their own way of working and their own way of getting information. So,
absolutely. And what really upsets me is, because I see this more times than not, and I don't want to talk about, you know, not good things, but, you know, sometimes you give a message and people go, no, no, no. And a week later they call you up and say, I now remember Aunt Molly who was holding carrots and now it makes sense to me. So, you know, you don't know, you know, and that's just was my point. I usually don't get involved in things like this, but for some reason, I'm telling you, it's the full moon with the solar eclipse or the lunar eclipse that must be getting everybody a little on edge. So, but how do you feel about the lunar eclipse? Are you guys okay with the energies that's going around?
Oh, I'm hearing everybody.
Not today.
Well, everybody is complaining. And I hear more that it's just like, what is everybody nuts? What's happening to everybody?
Well, I will tell you, Annabelle, yesterday, Jerry, and he's in chat, he wanted to talk about the energies because he's had so many clients that have had the same thing. They're just, you know, just different energies working right now. And we all feel, and even my husband, who's, you know, not metaphysical, or that's what he claims, he says that the energy of this lunar eclipse full moon is really wreaking havoc with people's, you know, fluids in their body, which is the brain, the heart, and everything else. So it could be that we're all thinking a little wacky. What do you think?
I think that's right.
Well, you know what? There was an article, and I'll have to find it. If I find it, I'll post it on my Facebook page if you guys want to read it. But there was an article about this particular full moon and all of this that's going on and how tremendous it was going to be and how much it was going to affect everybody a lot more than normal. So it stands to reason if everybody's feeling that way. But Mom and I worked a fair over the weekend, and it was quite busy. And the most, there was a lot of people that were feeling that way. They just feeling like they couldn't get it together and that things were going wrong and, you know, how do I make things go right? And those kind of things. And I really do think it has something to do with all of this that's going on. So,
well, I have something to tell you before we actually get to the phone lines. Are you ready?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay, so if you see any of that around, you better run and hide. So,
well, I also want to say, Bonnie, congratulations to your daughter.
Oh, thank you, Brenda. You know, it is just, you know, I'm really excited for her, and I appreciate it. And I can't even believe I'm moving to Kentucky. I mean, I'm not, but you know how we are, Brenda. We're really moving to Kentucky with them.
Yes.
Like you moved to Georgia with yours, and gosh only knows California soon, but or Florida, whichever. Which I wanted to ask you about. But, you know, Lauren is really looking forward to Kentucky. I think, you know, that, you know, I think there would have been, you know, I think her dad would have loved her to take you New York, and she would have been the only one that got into Beth Israel from you know, this year.
Really?
Yeah. But you know what? And then when she went to the other side of town, she said, Mom, maybe I made a mistake. But, you know, I don't believe in mistakes. I believe in you're where you need to be. So for some reason, she was called to Kentucky. And Kentucky is the 42nd, it's ranked 42nd in the country. And Beth Israel is 22nd. So really, you're looking at what? You know, the program, and she had big programs, but, you know, for some reason she picked Kentucky. So, and it was on a you know, it was on a whim. It was like, you remember, she was so about UT, and then all of a sudden Kentucky. So there has to be another life for her out there, Brenda, and that's the reason that she chose it. It's an excellent school, though.
Right. And you know, I felt, you know, that I felt that she was going to get offered the one in New York, and that was the one I was thinking, but then I would go south. I would go there, and then I would go south, so yes, I'm glad yes. She's going to be happy. And, you know, my holistic doctor told me one time that when you make a decision, not to go back and think that you made the wrong decision, but for all the information you had at that given moment, that was the decision that you made. So don't
yes.
go back and say, you know, that I shouldn't have done this or shouldn't have done that. You know, never should yourself anyway. But, you know, she made the decision that with the information that she had that she wanted to do at that time. So
yeah, well, I think, yeah, Spirit kind of guided her there. I have a feeling there's a love life, hopefully, for there. Please say that's the next thing, guys. but how about your daughter? Because I think it was between Orlando and California, wasn't it?
She's going to California, and she did not do the Disney College program. She got in. She was accepted. She went through all the interview stuff, but she declined it. So,
well, that's a shame, because then I would have seen you. But California, here we come.
Yeah.
I am going to pick up 708. 708, you are on with the crazy, loony, wonderful, and beautiful girls. Hi. 708, you are on with us.
Hi. This is
Hi.
Patty.
This is who?
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you barely. What's your name, please?
Wait, I'm having a hard time hearing you.
Okay.
Can
you hear us now? Who are we speaking with? Patty?
Yes.
Hi, Patty.
Hi, Patty.
How are you?
I'm
Patty.
Okay. Hi, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Last night I had a really unusual dream. And normally I wouldn't have felt frightened, but for some reason I did. I was dreaming, and inside my dream, I woke up in my bed, and there was a lady standing there. And it just, it frightened me, and I turned, and I was trying to wake my husband up. I was shaking him, and he wouldn't wake up. And I just remember her just standing there looking. And I must have been, like, kind of yelling in my dream, because my husband actually, like, was saying, Pat, get up, get up. And
don't you love those dreams?
Yeah. And the other weird thing was, is I had this feeling yesterday that I had somebody in the back seat of my car. And I don't know where that was coming from.
So what do you think, Annabelle? I already know what you think. I could feel it. But go ahead. What do you think?
Well, usually when I feel somebody in the back seat of the car, I just tell them, hey, if you're not my mother, why leave? I don't want you there. But a lot of times I feel when I come from a house. I hear a radio.
Yeah, I do too.
But it's just like I don't feel, I'm not afraid. It's just like the lady that was watching her. It's just like I feel love, you know, there. I feel like wanting to help her. And also the one in the back seat, I don't feel anything about that. But if it does make you uncomfortable, usually if you just tell them, you're making me uncomfortable, would you please leave, they usually will.
Well, the person in the back seat didn't feel uncomfortable to me. It's just I was startled. And this woman was just, yes, she just sort of was standing there and just very quietly just watching with kind of a sort of a smile on her face.
Did you ever see a picture or did you know your great-grandmother?
No, I didn't. I don't know any of my grandparents.
Because I almost feel if you would look at a picture of your great-grandmother on your mother's side, that may have been the lady that was watching you.
Okay. Okay.
Because I don't feel, it would just be the, you know, the shock of waking up and seeing somebody standing there. And then naturally that's going to kind of scare you. And then especially when your husband won't wake up, you know, it's like that.
Well, you know what, but this was happening inside of the dream is, you know, this was happening inside of my dream. So when I'm reaching over, no, I didn't wake up. And in my dream, I'm trying to wake him up and I cannot wake him up. So I just turned and I looked at her, but it's not like I was frightened of her. It was sort of like that I was startled that somebody was there. I mean, she didn't frighten me.
Oh, okay, because I just feel like that here's somebody, if you'd see a picture of your great-grandmother, I think she would have looked like that when she was younger.
Okay, okay.
And I think that, you know, it's even though you don't know your grandparents, they know you from over there, okay?
Okay.
Yeah. Do you know
what
Jerry's
are you guys
writing?
Picking up?
Well, Jerry's writing in chat. Thank you, Jerry. He's saying that it feels like an out-of-body experience. I'm hoping this is for this person, and I just didn't pick it up out of the air here, Jerry. But I think the same thing you do, Annabelle. I feel like in dream state, they're showing her. She's, you know, she's going into the ethers in dream state, and I agree. I think it feels like a great grandmother, and she's just letting you know that she's there, and she's watching over you. I feel that you don't need to see her in spirit standing next to your bed, and maybe they thought that would frighten you more, so they put it in your dream. But I think maybe also, Annabelle and Brenda, what are you picking up? That I feel that maybe these dreams are starting to come more clear for you, which means that you could be a prophetic dreamer, and they're trying to give you They're trying to ease you in slowly.
Right, which is what I, because I know I've been out of body dreaming before, but it's interesting because I was starting to like lay there and I was just saying, I'm okay with this, if you know that I'm open up to, I'm opening up to it, and it's okay if you come.
Yeah, I love that. What are you picking up, Brenda?
Well, when you first started talking about it, I was getting mother figure, so I would have to say it's probably your grandmother, and that I think you've been doing work trying to get information, and you've been doing some work in this realm. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yes. So I think this is letting you know that you have the abilities to do this and to see. I don't feel any ill anything with that person that was standing there, but I have to agree with Mom and everybody that it was a grandmother figure for you. And if you did look back, like Mom said, I think you would see that it is someone that you know. But I think that if you kept working through this, you would probably be seeing more.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I love that.
Okay. Yeah. I actually kind of love it, too.
Well, yes, you're calling the show on one that, I mean, we love it, so we know if you're calling and listening, you love it, we hope. But but the guy in the car is interesting. That's energies. So you do pick up energies, which is what you're picking up, and mm-hmm. I love that. Did you look in the back mirror by any chance?
No.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
You know, I do want to say, I don't know if you read, if this was what you read or not, but someone in chat said that they teach the first level of the, I teach that, the first level of the dream is what your brain is trying to work out, but the second level of the dream is actually someone trying to talk to them. That's what they say.
Oh, okay.
Wow, I love that. Don't you love our chat room?
Yes, I love it.
This is great.
Yeah, you know, you get a little piece from everybody. That's what I love about, you know, our shows. We have great input, and you hear different parts of what, you know, what you should be hearing, actually. So,
I love the reading that you got from Annabelle, Bonnie.
Oh, I do, too. You know, she's so special. Isn't it perfect? I mean, it's just what I want. I mean, it's so totally what I want. I mean, you know, I want to grab those cards out from her so I can tape them onto my bed. And every time I just, they are, it's just, it's so funny because I think, you know, Annabelle, you know, brings me those beautiful gifts. And when she does, it seems like a progression. And now this is really it, Annabelle. So maybe there'll be a time frame for this. Well, she's not
well,
giving
the cards,
me one,
the cards
obviously.
Didn't give the cards didn't give you a time frame.
Well, that's sad. Next time, well, what's the number on the card? Let me see if I can give myself a time frame. But yes, I loved my reading too. I love when Annabelle does it. She's so special and an amazing psychic that when she does anything like this, it's an honor. And I do truly feel it's an honor. And she's going to hopefully make her own oracle cards, Patty. So, you know, you should take when they come out, that's going to be a heavy deck. And I know that it will be sought after and wanted by many people, Annabelle. So I think you should get on the ball.
And I will be one of them.
Okay. Well, is there anything else, Patty, that you
want to tell you that I'm just always grateful that you're on, and I love everybody that's on your show, and nobody's going to stop you, Bonnie, so I'm right there.
Thank you. Oh, my gosh, you're so sweet.
I'll be following you.
Thank you. That's all I care. I mean, that's really what I want. I care about the people that listen and participate, and I guess thinking about these dreams, you'll be participating in this show or chat much more, won't you?
Yes.
We all need you. We all love when, you know, I always say my chatters are, the other day I think there was a couple people in chat, Brenda, that I don't think you knew, that were, everybody's famous, but these people, like, they won't be on my show because they're agents won't let them, which, you know, but they'll come to the chat, which I love. And I said to somebody, hey, I want to be in chat. I'm going to ask the questions in chat. So we have a great chat room. We have people that are psychic mediums, that are clairvoyant, clairaudient, healers, and they all come. And I'm just, that's special to me because it's a home for a lot of people. So I appreciate it, Patty. You need to get in there.
I will. And I just love all of you, so thank you very much.
Thank you.
We love you too, Patty.
Thank you. We'll talk to you later. Bye.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. See, I love that. Okay, 281. I don't know who this is. Hi, Candy.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Candy.
Wait, I want to thank Candy for having my back. And I decided to answer, like I said, somebody that was being a mean somebody. And I never do this. You know that, Annabelle. And I did it. And then I got all this backlash that, you know, I don't know what it was. And so Candy said, it's not nice to be mean to people. So thank you, Candy. And I said the same thing. I said in love and light. And, you know, thank goodness, that it wasn't, you know, I don't have to worry it ever being me or anybody that's been on my show. But I felt bad for the person, whoever it is, that they were writing about. Didn't you?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's just not nice.
Yeah. The good news is
we all know on shows like this, the spirit lines up. And whoever comes through might be for the person that's the next person or just somebody in the chat room or somebody listening. I mean, it might not always be for the person that you're talking to.
Yeah, oh, that is so right.
Yeah, mm-hmm. that's what we were trying to tell that person that, hey, be nice because it could happen to you. Because that does happen. I've had many mediums on here that does it, including, you know, everybody. I had one guy, it seemed like, I mean, he hasn't been on for a while, but it seemed like everybody he was reading was one or two back. You don't want to ever make that statement. And so I just, you know, it was the first time I actually ever wrote somebody like that. And I guess everybody over there in England's going to hate me, but what can I do? Except for Jerry, I know he'll love me. But God, you've got the girl's attention, Candy.
Okay, what I would like to ask is, anybody in spirit have any message for me today?
All I got was go forward with what you've been thinking of doing and you've been procrastinating.
Okay.
Yes, she has. I think I know what it is, Candy.
I think you need to start packing. Because I think you're going to be moving sooner than you think.
Okay.
I also have a dream that I'd like to see what you guys think about. I was in my dream, I was talking to my ex-sister-in-law, and these two women came in. They were both blue with black hair, and one lady turns to me and she goes, my name is Joanne, and I gave you my uterus.
Wow.
Good heavens. I got goosebumps on that one.
Me too. Wow.
Well, can I ask a question? If she gave it to you, how, you can't use it right now, so maybe the next life.
Do you know anybody by the name of Joanne?
No, I don't.
You could meet somebody, but what I'm feeling like when she says that she gave you her uterus, someone is going to give you an idea to complete what we were first talking about, what you're procrastinating against.
Okay.
Somebody's going to come into your life and give you the idea that you need. I think that's what she meant when she said she gave you her uterus. Because the uterus is a birth, and it doesn't always mean that it's a birth of a baby. It can
uterus.
Be the birth of an idea.
Mm-hmm. But my next question is, aren't Palladian people blue?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
Yes.
I guess that's
something
to ask for Brian.
Candy, I think that is true. I mean, that's what they say. I've never seen one, but, you know, at least I haven't seen one on this earth plane yet. But that's what they say. Palladians are blue.
Okay.
The blue light, you know.
I know that part of my star lineages is Palladium.
Mm-hmm. I think that's so interesting, Candy, because, you know, you're an angel reader and you
mm-hmm.
rock with the angels. And so, you know, it could be if you're a Palladian and a Palladian, you know, Palladian lady came to you and said, I gave you my uterus. Actually, maybe your star planet is, you know, Palladia or whatever they call it. Maybe she did, you know, give you the availability to be birthed here.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's interesting.
What's that?
I gotta ask you a question, you two ladies here. So, do you think Candy's husband knows something he's not telling her about the move? In a good way, not in a bad way. I think there's something that he's not telling her, and I can't figure it out. So I wanted you two to know. I think he is waiting until things are finalized. But I think he knows already where they're going. But that's just what I pick up.
Well, I think he knows about something, but it's just a possibility. I don't
mm-hmm.
feel that he knows that it's a definite.
Right. And
just a possibility, he's not going to tell her anything about it.
Right, I just because he's been telling her, you know, things about, you know, let's get this, and yes, I'm ready,
yeah.
And that's not like her husband.
He even brought up Sunday about buying a new car,
it would have to be money that they got, and so, you know, when she told me that, I got this eerie feeling that he knows something he's not telling her. And he's not telling her till it's finalized, till it's, you know, because like you said, Annabelle, it could be something that he feels is coming, but until until he signs on the dotted line, he's not going to tell her. But he's kind of being smug about it, so I think he knows something.
Well, I'm just feeling my daughter seeing something. So what are you seeing?
Well, I'm when you asked if there was any message for you to start packing, I think that's probably because
mm-hmm.
you're going to move sooner than you think. I think that's probably it. I still feel like it's up. There's two that he's going to be offered, or two that you have to decide between.
Okay, baby.
Candy,
I got a question for you. You said that you saw a Star of David around my daughter? Is that what you were saying?
No, around Lauren.
Okay, I thought you meant that.
Yeah, okay. I see, all the time I see a Star of David around her. I think it might be one of her protection. I don't know what you want to call it. Totem or something like that.
That's, you know, we thought it was a hospital, but then she would have, Beth Israel has the Star of David on it. And there is in Kentucky, one of the hospitals that she does go to is the Jewish hospital, which I'm sure has a Jewish star on it somewhere. So, but you always see it around her. So,
yeah,
you're probably right.
So I'm just wondering if it might be a protection, I don't know, symbol for her or something like that. That's, you know, because I always see it around her.
What are you getting, girlies?
Well, Mom started to say something. What were you going to say, Mom?
I didn't start to say anything.
Oh, no, a few minutes ago you did, didn't you? At the same time,
I don't know. It's just like you say, Brenda, when you're interrupted, you don't remember. I don't
remember. Yeah.
I don't remember if I was going to say something. About the Star of David, I really think that it is a protection. You're Jewish?
Yes.
Okay, well then that makes sense because that is your belief, okay? Even if she wasn't raised going to church or something, the belief is around her. So I would say that that's what it is. It's a protection.
I hope so. She certainly needed it in New York. So, yeah, I mean, you know, you hope that everybody has, you know, some type of protection, and the Star of David would be fine with me. So I'm glad that she is. We just thought it was a hospital for the longest time. But I want to tell you, do you remember the song I was singing, girls? Remember, we couldn't figure it out.
76
trombone. Yes! Well, guess what? Finally, it came that we know what it is. So if you looked in Kentucky, I mean, this is what I think, unless you've got, if I should ask you, how come we couldn't figure it out, Annabelle? Do you know what part it was? Everybody was saying it's not the 76, it's the 110, it's the cornets, it's the this and that. And what happened is when Lauren picked Kentucky, so we all thought she was going to pick Beth Israel because that is right on Broadway. It's near Broadway. It's, you know, when that came through, we thought, okay, that's what it is. But when she got, and then when she didn't pick it and we knew what she would get her first choice and she picked Kentucky, it kept playing. So it couldn't be that. So when we looked at Kentucky's center of town, it had all the streets of Philadelphia, Walnut, Chestnut Market, and running right through Jefferson, and running right through was Broadway.
And Hancock.
Yeah, and Hancock Street. So, you know, spirit tells you, I mean, and then it stopped playing. So I guess if I would have looked at Kentucky to begin with and looked at all the names of the streets, it's a combination of Philadelphia, which the 76ers are, and Broadway, New York. So that's what I think. And, you know, and the thing is that it has Central Park, which is a big park in New York. So Lauren said, when she looked at Kentucky, she goes, well, Mom, she says, what a great combo, New York and Philadelphia. I guess that's what your song meant. So ever since then, I haven't heard it. But, you know, that's spirit. Well, like, how would you ever know?
Well, that's because of you got your answer. You didn't have to hear it anymore.
I know. Listen, I think I drove you all crazy. But that's, unless anybody in chat has anything different to say, so far I have not heard it. But I have something to throw out at you, and I know we're just chatting today, but, you know, it's a big holiday, and everybody has, everybody's got Easter, they've got Passover, they're on spring break. But let me ask you a question. So my sister, you know, I never ask about her, I don't think, have I? But she's here, she's whistling Christmas carols. Now, you have to know, first of all, we're Jewish, okay? Not that we don't love Christmas carols, because we always, you know, we do. But we've never whistled Christmas carols that I have ever heard her whistle. All of a sudden, she's whistling Christmas carols. Now, you do know my dad died at Christmas, but it's just weird that she can't get the Christmas carols out of her tooth thing. So do you have any idea what that could be, guys?
I think something special is going to happen for her around Christmas time.
Oh, I hope so.
She's just picking up on it, yeah.
Do you see anything good coming for her? Because she needs something good to come to her. Her business is not, you know, hadn't picked up like it was supposed to, although she's very, very good at it. And people have just... You know, they don't leave her, but it's not picked up the way it should have. And she still hasn't met a guy, and she really needs to, because I have had it with this. Somebody else has to take her.
That's nasty.
I know. Well, you know, this is what the energies of the lunar eclipse are doing to me. But I love her so much. But I want her to find somebody to love, you know, just somebody that cares about her besides me and everybody.
Well, just have faith that when it's the time, she's going to meet somebody. She will.
You think so?
Yes, evidently she's not ready right now. What are you picking up, Brenda?
I just think I'm picking up something with work with her. I don't know what's going on at work. All I hear is work, work, work. So I just don't, I have to agree with Mom. I just don't think it's time yet.
I know. Well, it's been 10 years, okay, guys, that she's divorced her husband and that she's, you know, but anyway, with work, she does. She works, 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 and nobody appreciates it. She thought by now she would have, you know, she started her own business, and she also works for this ophthalmologist, okay, and she thought by now she would be, you know, moving into her own business and have enough money that she could, you know, not have to work for anybody. And that is not what's happening, girls. And it's sad because she really put a lot of money and effort and, you know, her rent that she has. And she's really good at what she does. She does anti-aging skin, you know, she analyzes skin and she puts together all kinds of anti-aging facials and masks and peels and, you know, dermabrasions. And everybody that goes to her steadily looks 20 years younger. So she does really well, but it just, you know, so far she's not able to quit her other job. Do you see her ever being
I just don't think enough. I don't think enough people know about her yet.
Yes.
I feel like she needs to get out there more too, you know, having more before and after pictures of people and having people write in and say, you know, the results they're getting and put that out. She needs internet presence. She needs internet presence and more social media presence for her business.
Well, I think for right now, if she would just offer a coupon in a, like, you know, like they still have those papers, I think, that are free papers, don't they?
Yeah, like
because
a pinch
I want to get some. I want to get something that's like the advertising isn't going to be as high. And I want to get like a coupon of $5 off first visit or something.
Okay. And then the other question I want to ask is this. And then you can ask me a question if you want, but then of course you have your mom and your mom has you. But Candy has me and I have Candy because the two of you have each other, so we have to have someone. But the other thing is that we have where she is. They charge her $400 a month for this tiny, tiny room, but she's looked around. She can't find anything. And I think that's kind of, you know, I think she needs to be somewhere else, but I don't know where else she, you know, she's put out and she's gone around and done all that. Do you see her moving?
I'd say not yet. Not yet. But I feel like there's something out there that's a little less. But I feel like if you go somewhere else, you might sacrifice location for where she needs to be.
That's so funny. That's what she says, Brenda. She always says about, yeah, it's always about location. So yeah, I agree with you, and I appreciate your input because, you know, she's just. I don't know what to tell her anymore. I think she should move the business back to her home because she has a beautiful place and bring people in, but then she says she'll have no exposure.
No, I don't think she should take it back home.
Yeah, that's what... Well, the only reason I said it wasn't so much psychically is that financially. She's not, you know, she's paying... Like, she's all the clients she has is just paying the rent, you know, and eventually it's every month. So, and the business isn't growing like it should. It should be growing because she gives a lot for the money of what she charges. She's like half of what most people are because she wants to build up a clientele. So, and she does. The people who use her come back all the time. So it's not like she loses anybody. It's getting people there. So I'm hoping.
I just feel that there isn't enough that her advertising is so expensive, but it's just like I feel like there isn't enough people in a wider area that know about her because for what she's doing, there's so many hundreds of thousands of clients out there. So it's like, how do you reach those people?
Well,
mailings are expensive.
She did mailings, and she spent a lot of money in the beginning, Annabelle, so you're right. She went and did, she has the cutest cards, and she did beautiful, you know, postcards and mailings, and because she's really, really got an upscale, you know, she's got downscale prices for upscale what she does. So, and she's all organic, so, you know, you don't have any of the chemicals that you would, you know, normally have, and her peels are amazing. So, yeah, I just hope, and maybe, you know, that's what's going to happen Christmas. Maybe she'll...
Well, I still see that she needs more web presence and, you know...
Okay.
That kind of thing. She needs a website. She needs somebody to drive her website. She needs a webmaster to get her... So that when somebody Googles facial peels or all of her things that she does, that she's at the top of the Google list.
Okay.
So she needs somebody that can do that kind of thing for her.
Well, guys, I just want to tell you, because we go into astrology in our next hour, I just want you to tell everybody how to get a hold of you. Oh, did you go to your to the psychic fair yet?
We were there.
Yeah, that was the one that was last weekend. Well, we have another one coming up at the beginning of the month, don't we?
Next weekend, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well,
but
tell me how that
was. Big one. Last weekend was a big one.
How was that?
Well, I did 30 readings in 2 days, so.
Whoa! That's fabulous! I love that. Did you bring any of your boards or anything that you know, we need to talk about all the tools that you have made, Annabelle. But did you bring any of your boards?
No, I just read at these.
Okay, and do they just, you have a booth? Is that what happens?
Oh, it's just we have, like, tables that we set up, and everybody reads at the tables.
Oh, I love that. You know, I never was at one of those, so I'll have to visit one. But is it the mind, body, spirit one?
No, this was...
Seek the Light.
What is it?
It's called
Seek the Light
Seek
Expo.
The Light.
Yeah.
Do you know one that's coming up that's a UFO expo? I have a friend that reads at those.
No, huh? No, we have one coming up that's a paranormal in a psychic fair.
In Pennsylvania.
Oh, that's too cool. This one, that's why I asked, this one I'm thinking is in Akron, Ohio.
Akron?
It's coming up. Mm-hmm. I could be wrong, and because, you know, I do get my messages unclear sometimes, but I think it's Akron, Ohio, that this is a big, like, UFO convention, and she always takes the booth, and because so much is linked between UFO, you know, and star seeds and star planets and all that, if you're looking it up, please let us know. But it's a UFO convention, and her name is Cynthia, and she reads there, and she does really well. So it's something you guys should check out, because you're also into the paranormal, too.
Well, I haven't heard about that one.
Well,
yeah,
I'm going to get some more information on it, and I'll pass it, because I think it's coming up soon. So it would be something that would be, like, fascinating for you guys, I think. So now I have got to bring in Dr. Ron Cole. So could you please tell everybody how they can reach you? Because you do this for a living, and you do all kinds of things. You do shows. You do mother-daughter team, you know, readings. So tell everybody how to get a hold of you, please.
Go ahead, Brenda.
My number, 330-209-7021. And my email address is ghostdiggers@gmail.com.
Well,
my phone is 330-484-4807.
Well, thank you, guys. You know, I love you. It is always a pleasure, and Annabelle, I an honor to get read by from you. So I so thank you, and I love you, Brenda Cuz, and I am so happy that you didn't go to Austin and follow your daughter, because I was on the fence to do it for you. So, so thank you, guys, and I will.
Oh, thank you.
Wait, I
thank
have to
you,
tell.
Bye.
You're welcome. I have to tell you, next week, and I haven't gotten to announce all this, but it should be on my webpage, and I was going to get a hold of you. And I think, Brenda, we got this week and next week, remember, mixed up. But next week, there's only one show I have on. It's on Monday. And everybody who's on the week, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, I will be gone. And so I have canceled all shows except Monday. I'm bringing in a guest, and Friday is just me. So it will be the following week that we come back. So just to let you know, next week, you're on vacation.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Well, hello, everyone. It is me back. with astrology at 2 to 3. Unfortunately, Ron is not here, and he is the doctor of astrology that's here with us all the time. But I have to tell you, I could have gotten my messages mixed up to my guests, because next week I won't be doing the shows Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, and I kind of told somebody it was this week. So you've got me. I do want to thank Sharon for being in chat, and of course Jerry, Candy, Brenda, and all my heavy hitters are in chat. So I thank you for being here, and we're going to continue. Astrology is something I know little about, but I use all the time. So actually, we are going to talk about, we're going to continue our conversation about past lives and karma. And I've got to tell you, the past life and karma in astrology is your north and south node. So the south node is what you've already experienced. So, and the north node in your chart is exactly what you're here to learn. I love that, because you can look at your birth chart and see where you've been and what you got to do here. And that, to me, is your karmic imprint. So where I love that, and I can't, I had an astrologist here the other day that had a computer, and he found everybody's north and south node. So we are going to bring him back. He is special from the UK. His name is Gregory Scott, and I am going to get him back so we can all see where we've been and what tools and what we have to learn this lifetime. Are you with me, Candy? Candy?
Hi, Lenny. I'm here. Had to unmute myself.
Well, I know that you wanted to talk to Jerry about pets. I remember you telling me that you wished you had gotten on to talk about pets in your past lives. So I know that pets are important to all of us, and they're here for unconditional love. And I think Jerry and I were talking about, do pets come back with us? Do they have past lives? And do we have past lives with our pets? So I know you did want to share something with us, and I didn't get to pick you up. So, hey, what I know you felt like your pets that you have now, you've been with before.
Yes, especially my puppy Dottie and my kitten Percy, the missing little dude, and my pony I had when I was a little girl.
You know, I think they all come in for special reasons. And I think Jerry, who's out there in chat, and he will tell you that they come in unconditionally for us. We need them. And especially when we don't feel safe, we come in to have that as a safe, you know, people say, my goodness, I love my dog or my cat, my pony, my turtle, better than I love my so-and-so. And that's usually because they give us unconditionally the love that we have been looking for that's missing in some of our relationships. So do you feel that way about your pets?
Yes, I do. I feel my puppy Dottie, I call her my angel puppy, because I believe she was brought to me to help absorb all the energy, like my sadness and stuff. And I didn't realize this. So she's at the point where she can no longer take any more of it. I didn't realize that I needed to, like, clean her chakras and stuff like that. And it's just got to the point where there's no taking it out. I had, Brian, who's going to be on tomorrow, did a cleared her chakras and cleared her energy, and she was like a puppy for a month. But, you know, she's starting to get slowed down and stuff like that. So if you have, like, these angel puppies, you need to clear their energies too.
Yeah, you know what? I have to tell you, and for everybody listening, that I'm going to pick up 928. But I've got to tell you that I always say that Chili is my healer dog. I used to take her into the clinic with cancer patients. And then she was so afraid, shaking. I couldn't figure out what it was. And I think it was Jerry. Somebody told me, you know, I never thought about clearing, you know. Or actually, I had a pet communicator before I had met Jerry come to the house, and her name was Heather, to see about why Chili was always shaking. And she said that I wasn't clearing, that she was picking up all the energy of the people that she was actually help healing. So it's really interesting you said that, and I don't think about that, but it's so true. Pets are here, and they're sensitive, just like us. I mean, they are sensitive.
Right.
I am going to pick up 928, and let's see what 928 wants to add to the combo. Hi.
Hello.
Hi. 928, you're on with Bonnie and Candy. Hi.
Hi.
Can I ask who we're speaking with?
This is Alfina.
Alfina?
Yes.
Hi, Alfina. How are you today?
I'm doing okay.
Well, how would you like to add to the conversation? Do you have any pets that are unconditionally love you or that you unconditionally love?
Yes, I have like 3 dogs and 1 cat.
Ah, so you need a lot of unconditional love in your life, right?
Yeah.
And I'm sure you give them love back unconditionally, correct?
Yes.
Okay, well, can I ask, do you feel like you've had a past life experience with any of your pets?
No, actually, no.
So you feel like that they're just here with you this time to unconditionally give you what you need. Okay. That's totally, some people don't feel it. Some people know that they've had that cat or dog, or, hey, you know, I had a dog in my childhood and this cat or dog looks at me the same way as my other pet did. I hear a lot of that. So I think you're young. So I think maybe you're a little young for that, but how can we help you today, Alfina?
Well, I've been kind of having a lot of personal problems, and lately it just seems like everything is sort of getting a bit harder, and I was just wondering whatever messages you can give me or what I need to learn from it. Or...
Okay, so can you be a little bit more, would you like to pick love, would you like to pick business, because right now I'm picking up everything, and we wouldn't have I could spend an hour telling you, but we want to get to the nitty gritty. I feel like it's a domino effect with you. So one part of your life isn't going well, so the next part, and the next part, and then things are just dominoing downward, am I correct?
Yes, and I'm just wondering, I guess my main question is, what do I need to learn from this? Like, what is it that I'm supposed to learn from it?
Okay, so let's take your are you hearing anything, Candy, before I break it down?
No, I'm not.
Okay, so let's look at your...
I'm actually going to pull a couple cards with her while you're doing a...
Okay, I don't have my cards.
Okay.
Yes, my cards are downstairs, and I'm not going to get them. But I have to tell you, let's start with finance. What are you doing for working?
I'm actually not working at the moment.
Right. And are you looking for work?
Yes. Yes, I am.
Okay. So to me, Spirit's telling me that's the most, like, you know, when you have a list, that should be at the top of your list. And if we can solve... you getting back to work. Are you in school, or are you thinking about going back to school?
I was actually thinking of going back to school this year, but I'm not sure how that's going to work out.
Okay. So I feel like it would be a great thing for you to go back to school and work at the same time. And I think that's because of finances for you. Am I correct?
Yes.
Okay. So is there something that you want to go into that I'm hearing healthcare?
No. Yeah, actually, I want to be like a counselor.
Okay, that's healthcare. So you want? I feel that you would start out being a great, you know, you can go and you can be a tech. Like if you get into the counselor field, and you start taking, you know, you can do that online, too. It's more expensive online unless you do it through a junior college. I feel that once you enroll in something in school, that your chances of finding work are going to be a lot better because you can actually go to a mental health facility or an outpatient facility and tell them this is the degree you're working on, and you can actually work as either a, you know, like a tech in that field is what I'm hearing. So have you tried that yet?
No, I have not.
Okay. I'd love to see you do that because I think there's going to be some success there. I think the reason you're not finding anything is because the path that you need to be on is a path of learning and working, not working and then thinking about learning. Now, I know that a lot of schooling is all about finance because a lot of people say, well, I can't go back to school because I need financially I'm not solvent. But in this case, Althina, I think there is going to be something that you're going to get once you enroll. And I feel like it's a junior college, and I think there's some money, there's some financial aid here that you can actually apply for. So I'm seeing, and I feel also that when you do this, it'll give you a better perspective, and once that energy starts to roll for you, you are going to see that domino effect start building up. Like you're going to start seeing things move. Friends are going to get better. You're going to actually start meeting people and having a different group of friends. And I feel like, and I don't know why they're bringing friends up. Do you hang out with friends, or is it because I don't know why they're bringing friends to me?
No, I don't actually. For the past couple of months, I've been very
depressed.
Yeah, like in solitude, trying to do certain things.
You're the what's sitting right in front of me is the Hermit card. I mean, I didn't pull it, but that's what they're showing me in my head. So you're going within. So I feel like once you think about moving forward in either taking courses and classes and then getting that part-time job, I do see it, and I feel that the people, I can see you laughing and going out for something, and I think there's a group of people that are waiting for you to do this. So I know it seems hard, and I know that you're going to say, oh, Bonnie, I just don't even know where to begin. But I'm going to tell you where to begin, but it's up to you to start moving forward. You've got to go to a junior college. Do you have any junior colleges around you?
Yes.
Okay. So if you go to the junior college and go into the financial aid office, they're going to help you find something. I don't think you're going to take any more than 3 classes at a time, which is considered part-time. If you go to 4 classes at a time, it's actually full-time, and you can get other scholarships for that. But I really believe you're going to start off slow. I think once you get into this field and you start seeing if you like it and you can start to work towards a degree, there's going to be work that you're able to get, whether it's a healthcare aid or a some type of aid or a tech job that I see you going after. And then your friends will come. Once your friends come, then I see romance and relationships. So you've got to get that ball rolling, Althina.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead. Candy, did you pull anything?
Yeah, I did. Althina, I pulled 2 cards for you. The first one is 16, Change Your Life from Archangel Shamiel. A sudden revelation that offers freedom. Break free of procrastination. Embrace the opportunities that change brings. And the second one is King of Ariel. Successful, stable, accomplishments, and powerful. Your plans are working out very well. Professional and financial success. Using resourceful wisely. So what this is telling me is that, like Bonnie said, that you feel a lot of problems around you. I feel there's a lot of family problems that you are trying to get over, and that you also need to start thinking about yourself and work on your heart. And going back to school will help you be the financial place where you want to be. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
Okay.
Is there anything else you want? Go ahead. I'm sorry, Candy. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to ask, did you want to ask a question about your family problems? Because I feel that it's eating away at you.
No, not my family problems, but just myself. Like, I just want to know, like, right now I just feel very, I guess, scattered everywhere. And I'm just wondering, like, what's the main thing that I need to know to kind of refocus myself or to get back to where I was.
It just feels like you need to start focusing on yourself and start doing for yourself. I mean, I feel you can't move past the family problem, which I feel that you don't want to talk about on air. So maybe you can find somebody to help talk to you about that. Okay. Because I feel a lot of depression. I feel a lot of depression in your heart.
Yeah. But, you know, but I'm going to tell you, and I know that you, I know it's hard, especially when you don't know which way to start, but I'm really giving you a start point. And I know, you know, you want to hear it because when you're scattered, it's really tough because you pull from all different directions. You don't know where to go, so you do nothing. But there's show me finances have to come first. And I believe you can link them to going to the junior college because I do think in the long run, Alfina, that you are a really smart, intelligent, and sweet soul. And unless you do this for yourself, there's going to be no one else that will do it for you. Okay?
Okay, all right. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. Bye. I just have to tell everybody I love when I have callers because sometimes you can't see the forest from the trees. It is not easy mm-hmm. to take energy forward. And, you know, when you ask somebody to take energy forward and they are so used to not be able to do that, it's a tough, you know, it's a very tough way to be. And, you know, there are other options, too. There's natural, you know, stuff you can take to change some of the brain patterns. Yeah. And there's just so much more to life when you're that young that I hope that Alfina takes the steps that she needs. Because down the future, looking down the road, if she does, she will be able to lift herself up and actually have a great financial and stable friends and romantic life. So I hope that she listens. So
Bonnie, what they were showing me is, you know, the Thomas the Train. That says,
yes.
I think I can, and then he goes, I know I can.
Mhm. I love that.
They brought that to me. It's something like that. She needs to start telling herself, or anybody else out there in the same situation, I can do this.
Well, do you want to hear something? This is really funny because my daughter used to love that train. I know everybody on listening will be understand that train. I think I can. Yeah, and then you get over that hill and woo, you go all the way.
Yeah.
So you just brought back a lifetime of memories for me, Candy. So that's so appreciated because sometimes you don't see, you know, you don't look back and the kids get older and you just don't look back. And I know Info understands that. So a very interesting analogy you gave us. So let me ask
you
a question.
I believe Spirit brought that out because there's other people out there listening that could benefit from that too.
Absolutely. I think so, too. Mm-hmm. So tell me, Candy, we were talking about past lives this whole month. And what's interesting mm-hmm. is that Shirley MacLaine was on television. And she just, you know, I don't know why Spirit brought it to me that I had to, you know, bring it all month. But right in the mid-month, Shirley MacLaine came out with her new book about past lives and other planets.
Right.
Other mm-hmm. alternative life. And you know, I do want to tell you that I think we were talking about deja vu, and there's five stages of deja vu. And even though you can say you're slipping into different dimensions, it's still also you can be seeing a past life. Like if you were in New Orleans and you can attest to this. And then all of a sudden you can't walk anymore. You start choking up. You can't go to that river.
Yeah.
You know, that's a deja vu. You knew you'd been there before. So
mm-hmm.
it's kind of semantic
when
we say deja vu and slipping in and out of universes. Because we do that too. But go ahead.
Yes. I did have a deja vu moment that happens to me every time I go to a restaurant here in Houston. Every time mm-hmm. we go to this restaurant, I will order my drink. They bring it to me. I get the surreal moment. And I go to drink my drink and it's already been drank.
Wow.
And so, I haven't drank it. It happens every time I go to this restaurant.
That's crazy, Candy. And I'm not being crazy in a factual way, because I just think I always think it's so interesting to hear what other people's, you know, either deja vu, past life moments, or in this realm moment is. And I just think that's amazing. I tell you that it's interesting when you meet up with somebody from a past life. And again, I kind of want to tell you there's all different ways to meet up with somebody from a past life. You know, we're all souls that come in soul families together, and soul friends and soul mates and soul pets. So it isn't that uncommon, if you're, you know, you're enlightened, that you do feel a connection to somebody. Info, she knows what I'm talking about, to a past life, whether it's you knew you were sisters, you knew you were a best friend, you knew that you were a husband and wife, you knew you were brothers. Mm-hmm. And it's so interesting, because what do you do with it? And we were just talking about, we've had several callers call in that say, oh my God, I met this guy. I know he was in my, you know, I know I was married to him in a past life. He was this and he was that. But they're married to someone else in this life. And usually we say that they meet up, it's like a glimpse in time. It's not always meant for this lifetime. So how do you feel about that statement?
I believe that's true.
So you think the same thing. Go ahead and give an example.
Well, like with my own life, when I was young, I probably met my twin flame, but we couldn't be together because he was already married, which is okay. So I got married to my former husband. And then after 13 years, we called it quits. And then just as I was calling it quits with that husband, this husband walked in. And I know that we have written in our contract that if I couldn't handle life, he would show up. And he did.
So, wow. That's amazing.
So I've had both ends of the stick there.
Yes, you have, and it is just too cool to see it. I just can't tell you how we live it every day. Like I see people, or you know, I see things that happen that I know were from a past life. I use even language from a past life. So we're interested to hear from you, anybody in the audience that knows that. We only have 2 minutes. It's a 90-minute show today. But I do want to tell you, tomorrow we have a healer on. We have Brian Rawls. Mm-hmm. He's a starseed from, I probably think he's probably from a planet we've never even heard of, a galaxy we've never heard of. Because he's amazing. Yeah, he's an amazing healer. He heals with the language of light. And we are so happy and very, very honored that he's coming on the show. So anybody tomorrow who wants to feel their DNA, see if they can, you know, heal anything that is in their system with DNA or heal themselves with different things that Brian will bring to you. Also, he is a clairvoyant medium. He's also, but his healing abilities and he'll tell you what planet and galaxy and star you're from. And I think that's amazing. He's helped
that's
you,
amazing.
Candy. Yeah, he's helped
I will toot his horn. I've had some activations done with him. And one of the activations is an addiction one. And I have lost 35 pounds because I had this done. And it's really helping me. I mean,
yeah.
I will toot his horn. He, you know, he's good at what he does.
Well, listen, I just want to say to Info, because she's gone, but she said she's scared to death of fire because she knows she was burned at the stake as a witch. And OMG, all I can say is, girlfriend, we've all been there. So we've all been witches. We've all been princesses. We've all been, you know, gypsies. We've all been everything in our past lives. That's the way our soul grows. Because I'm going to say I've always been a princess and a queen, and I've never been any one of those other ones. I just know I'll leave those others to you. But LOL. But I do have to tell you that I love that you gave that example, Info, and Thank you for sharing. We do appreciate it. I only wish you were on the air. I didn't see it, Candy. I didn't see, you know, when she said it. So I wasn't able to read it to everybody. But hopefully, hopefully everybody will benefit from her saying that. She is a psychic medium, very, very, very famous one, and we're just glad to have her in when she can get here, mm-hmm. as well as Jerry, who's sitting here. And Jerry is going to be on Monday, and I'm excited Jerry is going to be on Monday. He will be at 1 o'clock, and we're all waiting for him to come back. But tomorrow is Brian Rawls. Please join me at 1 p.m., and I want to thank you, Candy, for helping with the second part of the show. So thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Bye.
Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye.